Hello, my name is Chris. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
This address, which address is that?
The address that, well, in Texas.
Yes, I'm registered to vote in Texas.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March of for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez, to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Nathan Johnson.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Victoria Nieve Criado?
It's Nieve, just to let you know, since you're asking.
Thank you.
Favorable, I guess. You know, I'm not in their district, though.
Oh, that's fine. And so was it very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Roland Gutierrez?
You know, somewhat favorable.
Jasmine Simon?
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I said favorable.
Oh, favorable. And is that somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
What about Planned Parenthood? Excuse me.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Very favorable.
Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it education? Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights.
Abortion.
Abortion. Thank you very much. And what was the next most important issue out of all of those? Is it education?
Elections.
Elections. So that would be voting rights?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
I couldn't understand what you were saying.
For the first one, do you need it again?
I guess so. Try again.
Okay. Yes, we want to know which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? The first one is one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Where would you lean if you had to choose?
I'm not choosing.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first one is, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
I'm not voting for Yasmin Simon, so you can just mark all the answers however you like.
Well, we cannot choose for you, so we do need to go one by one.
What's the question here?
Yes, we want to know if the statement would lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion.
It's not going to impact my opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next one is Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Does not impact your opinion? Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Doesn't change me either way.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
It doesn't change me either way.
Thank you. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge plus.
So would that lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact on your opinion?
It would lead me to probably not vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Now, Dallas County Judge.
Do you mind if I just, yeah. Can we go back and just ask you those questions again? I think I might change my mind. Can we start from the beginning?
Okay, thank you very much. The first one was, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Change, common sense. If that's going to move me, maybe.
So that, do you want to move that response to probably vote for?
Let's put that a put that as a maybe.
Thank you very much. The next one was Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
So basically, you want me to say if the fact that she's a volunteer for what rescue society?
No, we want you to know if the statement would lead you to definitely vote for her, to probably vote for her, or if it doesn't impact on your opinion.
Okay, so she volunteers for rescue society, has a rescue dog. Would that
yes.
make me want to vote for her?
Yes.
No.
Does not impact?
Does not impact.
Thank you. The next one was, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Okay, so she's using her negotiating skills to fight against vouchers?
It says to stop private school vouchers.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me think about that one. Do I think what kind of negotiation skills does she have?
I could not tell you.
You're just reading a script. I know that.
Yeah, and based on your observation, I guess.
Oh, let me think. Well, negotiating skills against vouchers about private schools, will that help me vote for her? I would say no.
Okay, so does not impact on your opinion?
Does not affect my opinion.
Thank you. The next one was, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
I say no.
Yasmin and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park Cities.
No.
The next one was, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
No.
Does not impact, okay. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
No.
Does not impact. And the next one is, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
So is the next one on fentanyl?
Yes. It says she will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
No, it doesn't say how she'll do that, though. No.
Does not impact. Okay, thank you. And Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
No.
Thank you. Now, Yasmin, Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
No.
In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
No.
Yasmin, Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some American largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
No.
And finally, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
No.
No, okay. Thank you very much. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on that information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
What was the question again?
Yes, based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for?
What did you say about her?
Yes, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. So which one would I vote for?
If you had to choose today.
Liz.
Liz, thank you very much. And next, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next, okay. As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Please mm-hmm. rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it does not matter to you. The first one is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer is by large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs.
That's rude. Doesn't change my opinion.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
No, doesn't change me.
Thank you. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texan Republican establishment.
She says she doesn't share the values or does?
She does not share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Hey, what are you asking me?
Yes, we want to know if these negative statements would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it does not matter to you.
It might make a difference, that one.
Mm-hmm. So that, how should I record that? The options are definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter.
Probably vote against.
Thank you very much. And the last one for this section is Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is one of the candidates who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't matter.
Thank you very much. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Thank you very much. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position as a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
They need to fight for against global warming.
Against global warming. Thank you very much. And now just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55 and 64.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be very liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you.